Last time you mentioned the Mishnah Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis says Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyos B'Socha Asim Melesaper Melechaves, that two of these surim that apply to Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, the week of Tisha B'Av, is one is not allowed to take a haircut, nor is one allowed to be Mechaves. But as we pointed out from the Ramah, the Ashkenazim are Machmir when it comes to Tasporis, that the whole 3 weeks they don't take a haircut, and even Sfardim are Machmir that the whole 9 days they don't do kibbutz either. So even though the Mishnah refers to this as an Isser of Shabbos Shemachal Tishvah Liyos Besocha, the reality is we're Machmir a little bit more than the Mishnah per se. We started discussing the Machlokas HaRishonim as to whether it's mutter to wear during the 9 days Kalim Begodim that were Neskapsu before the 9 days. The Lashon of the Mishnah is that you're not allowed to be Mechabes during Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. But the question is, in terms of wearing begodim shneskapsu, does that only apply if the begodim were washed during the 9 days per se, or even if they were washed beforehand? The Ramban and the Rosh both assume that the Mishnah is telling us that there is an Issa Levisha as well. Not only is there an Issa Kibbutz, there's an Issa Maisa to be mechabes, to do laundry, but there's also an Issa to wear begodim shneskapsu. And as such, there should be no difference between begodim shneskapsu besoch shavu shachal bo tisha b'av or begodim shneskapsu beforehand. Begodim mechubasim, laundered, freshly laundered clothing, should be also to be worn during this time, whether shavu shachal bo, the 9 days, whatever the chumra is going to be. The Rambam, though, disagreed. We pointed out the Rambam in Hilchos Tanio seems to say that the issa to wear freshly laundered clothing does not apply to begodim shneskapsu, but rather begodim meguhatsim. There's a difference between gihutz as opposed to kibbutz, as we described. Gihutz, for our purposes, we'll explain simply, that gihutz means iron clothing, and kibbutz means laundered clothing. So the Rambam assumes that one is not allowed to wear kelim meguhatsim during Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, but kelim mechubasim, the Rambam seems to say that you could wear. Maybe the Rambam would be machmir, as we pointed out, that if you were mechabes those kelim during Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, maybe we'll make a special knas on you. But if you violated the issur of kibbutz, the issur to do laundry, maybe we'll make a special knas on you that you can't wear those clothing. But not because there's really an issur levisha of begadim mechubasim, just a knas because you did something wrong because you did the kibbutz. Of course, we'll have to understand what's the issur of kibbutz. If there's no problem with wearing mechubasim, why should I not be able to do kibbutz? We'll talk. But the Rambam clearly seems to imply, this is what the Brisker Rav suggests, he's medayik both from the Rambam Hilchos Avil and the Rambam Hilchos Tainis, and he points out that the Lechem Mishnah already preceded him with this diuk against the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Tainis says that the Rambam is lav davka naktei. The Rambam's Lashon is not precise. He really means to say that begodim mechubasim one is not allowed to wear as well. But the Lechem Mishnah says it's very difficult to believe, and especially from the fact that the Brisker Rav is medayik from the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, where the Rambam echoes a similar sentiment. It would seem as though the Rambam says there's an iser for an Avel to be mechabes, but there's no iser to wear mechubasim. There's an iser for the Avel to wear meguhatsim, to wear iron clothing, dry clean clothing, not to wear mechubasim. Mechubasim is a lower level. The Rambam, both in Hilchos Avel and Hilchos Tainis, seems to assume that just like an Avel is allowed to wear mechubasim, toch shloshim, so too, someone during the 9 days would be allowed to wear mechubasim as well, if they were neskapsu beforehand. If they were neskapsu during Shavuot Shechal Bo, during the 9 days, maybe there's room to say there will be machmir because of a knas. But if they were neskapsu beforehand, you have laundered clothing from before the 9 days, which is what we do, we launder all our clothing before the 9 days, the Rambam would say it's perfectly mutter to wear them during the 9 days, there's no problem. According to the other Rishonim, it would be usur. So we'll have to discuss, how do we avoid that problem? We try it on, we don't try it on, etc. But that whole issue only starts, according to the other Rishonim, according to the Rambam, there's no problem to begin with. Because as long as you're mechabes them before Shavuot Shechal Bo, what's the problem? There's no issur to wear begodim mechubasim. There would only be an issur to wear begodim meguhatsim. The issur would be an issur kibbutz, an issur maisa, but there would be no issur levisha of begodim mechubasim, according to the Rambam. So we started explaining what could be the machlokes rishonim. Why would there be a machlokes rishonim whether you can wear begodim mechubasim during Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av if they were neskabsu beforehand? What should be the machlokes? And we suggested maybe the machlokes relates to how these rishonim understand the isser of kibbutz. Is the isser of kibbutz a primary isser, or is it simply a corollary to the isser levisha? What's the relationship between the isser levisha and the isser of kibbutz? One could say that the primary Isser is the Isser Levisha. This is what the Ramban seems to say. That the real Isser of Asa Lechabes of Shavuot Shechal Bo is really to wear the clothing. It's an Isser Levisha. Aisa, why is there an Issa Kibbutz at all? So you could suggest one of several possibilities, as we suggested yesterday. Either it's also because of a takala, it's like a siyag, otu levisha, that we're afraid that you might wear the mechubasim. So Chazal said you can't be mechabes. You can't launder the clothing with kibbutz because it's also to wear begadim mechubasim, and because we're afraid that you might wear the mechubasim if you do the kibbutz. You're not allowed to do kibbutz either. But kibbutz then is only a corollary to the Issa Levisha. It's subordinate to the Issa Levisha. Levisha is the primary Issa. Kibbutz is this subordinate Issa that's designed in order to prevent you from coming to the Issa Levisha. That's one possibility that the Ramban suggests. The other possibility is to say maybe it's Mishom Chashad Osru. Maybe Chazal asked kibbutz because of a chashad. People are going to look at you being mechabes your kelev during Shavuot Shechalbo, and they will say, he's going to wear the mechabasim. The real iser is to wear the mechabasim. But Chazal asked kibbutz as well, out chashad, because we're afraid that someone might be choshed, the individual who's being mechabes his clothing, that maybe he's going to wear the mechabasim. But the real iser is the islevation. These two possibilities the Ramban mentions himself. Then we suggested a third possibility along similar lines, in the sense that maybe the Issa Levisha is the Iker Issa, and the Issa Kibbutz is only subordinate. In what way? We said the Trumas HaDeshen says that the whole Issa Kibbutz is because of Tainug and Simcha. You're supposed to have a velus during this time, not supposed to be engaged in activities of Tainug and Simcha, and doing laundry is an action of Tainug and Simcha. How is doing laundry a happy event? Most people don't enjoy the laundry. So we suggested maybe what the Trumas HaDeshen has in mind is that since the wearing of begadim mechubasim is taka an enjoyable event, perhaps one could suggest that even wearing mechubasim, not meguhatsim, but even just freshly laundered clothing, that's enjoyable. So doing kibbutz, the Trumas HaDeshen holds, is also enjoyable because it's leading up to the stage that you're going to be able to wear the mechubasim. So that's also enjoyable. Again, the Issa Kibbutz is not an independent Issa. It's only an Issa Atu Levisha. Since the Levisha is enjoyable, Levisha of mechubasim is enjoyable, so therefore the kibbutz is going to be Asar as well. But there's a totally different way that we can understand this Isser of Kibbutz. One could suggest that maybe the Isser Kibbutz is an independent Isser. It's unrelated to the Isser Levisha. It's not related at all to Levisha. It's not subordinate to Levisha. Fakert, it is the primary Isser. What's the Isser? We mentioned that Rashi and Daf Chavtes in Tainus on the Mishnah, in the part of the Gemara that's going on that Mishnah, Rashi says that the Issa of Kibbutz during Shavuot Shechalbo Tisha B'Av is because it's nirah k'meisir das. It looks like you're being meisir das from the Avelus. Now, you could understand that what Rashi is saying is it looks like you're being meisir das from the Avelus because you're osik in a davar shel simcha. But that's not so clear from the Rashi. Right? Is that really so clear that Rashi is holding it's nirah k'meisir das from the Avelus because you're osik with davar shel simcha? Not so clear. One could suggest something a little bit broader. Maybe what Rashi means is that being involved in kibbutz, certainly at the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, this was a long process. It took a whole day, maybe it took several days. So being involved in a long process, in some extensive type of work during Shavuot Shechalbo Tisha B'Av, that's a hesach hadas from the Avelus. You're not staying focused, you're getting distracted. Not because you're bringing yourself to simcha, that now you'll have begadim mechubasim and you'll enjoy wearing those clothing. Maybe that's not the point of Rashi. Maybe Rashi is saying something different. That it's a hesach hadas from the Avelus because you're involved in such an arduous, involved process, so you're not going to stay focused on the Avelus. Maybe that's what Rashi meant. So we suggested maybe that's the basis of the Rambam. The Rambam who said it's also to wear begadim meguhatsim during Shavuot Shechalbo during the 9 days, but to wear mechubasim is mutter. It's only also to do a maisa kibbutz. What's the Rambam saying? If you were to claim that the Issa of Kibbutz is only subordinate to the Issa Levisha, it's a sniff, it's a corollary to the Issa Levisha, either because we're afraid of a takola, that if you do the Kibbutz, you might come to wear the Mechubasim, or because of Chashad, that if you do the Kibbutz, people will think you're going to wear the Mechubasim, or like the Trumas HaDeshen, that the wearing of Mechubasim themselves are a Tainag and a Simcha, and therefore the Kibbutz itself is a Simcha because it's leading up to the next Simcha. So if you hold like one of those three possibilities, which really all are saying something similar in the sense that the real Isser is the Issa Levisha and the Kibbutz is only leading up to the Levisha, it's only a corollary to the Levisha, so then it's l'chora impossible to say that it's mutter to wear begadim mechubasim during Shavuot Shechalbo, but it's also to do the Kibbutz. Why should it be also to do the Kibbutz if it's mutter to wear those begadim? There's no takala, because it's mutter to wear the begadim. There's no chashad. What's the chashad? It's mutter to wear. There's no simcha, Right? If it's mutter to wear the mechubasim, so obviously you're saying there is no major simcha. The simcha is to wear meguhatsim. Ah, a freshly dry, clean suit, that's a simcha. But to wear freshly laundered pants, why is that such a simcha? So if that's not such a simcha, so then why should the kibbutz be aser? The only way to explain that wearing mechubasim should be aser, even if they were niskapsu beforehand, right, is to explain that the iser of kibbutz really is connected to the Levisha. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam says there's no issa to wear mechubasim during Shavuot Shehava. During the 9 days, there's no issa to wear mechubasim, but there's an issa kibbutz. What's the issa kibbutz? He must learn like Rashi. The Rambam must learn that the issa kibbutz is an independent issa. Wearing begadim mechubasim, it doesn't produce any simcha tainuk. Meguhatsim can produce a simcha tainuk. But wearing mechubasim, there is no simcha tainuk in that. But nevertheless, kibbutz is going to be usher because it's like a hesach hadas from the avelos. It's an independent iser. It's unrelated to the levisha. The Ramban and the Rush connect the iser levisha with the iser kibbutz. They hold like one of the other three possibilities, that either the iser kibbutz during Shavuot Shehava is because we're afraid that you might come to wear them, takola, or we're afraid of chashad, also related to the levisha, or kibbutz is a simcha unto itself because the levisha of mechubasim is a simcha. So for any one of those three possibilities, it'll be also to wear begadim mechubasim even if they went as kapsu before Shavuot Shehava, because the real iser is this levisha. The kibbutz is only a sniff to the levisha; it's a corollary to levisha. But the Rambam must hold that the iser kibbutz is an independent iser; it's unrelated to levisha. In fact, to wear begadim mechubasim is mutter during Shavuot Shehava. It's only aser during the 9 days during Shavuot Shehava to wear meguhatsim because that's the real simcha. Mechubasim is not so much of a simcha. So why is it aser to do kibbutz if you can wear mechubasim? Why is it aser to do kibbutz? Separate iser. Because of a hesach hadas on the avela. So that's why the two are not necessarily connected. This is what we suggested yesterday. So if we keep in mind these different approaches as to why there might be an issa to wear mechubasim, or why there's an issa to do kibbutz, let's try to analyze the machlokas achronim based on these different opinions. The Mishnah Brura quotes the machlokas achronim, machlokas the Elio Rabba and the Magen Avram. The mutter during Shavuot Shehava, during the 9 days, to give the gadim to a goyish dry cleaner, a goyish laundromat. If you tell the laundromat, the person who's doing the laundry, that you don't want it before Tisha B'Av, is it mutter to do that? Machlokas haposkim, what's the halach in such a case? This is a Mishnah Berurah in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, Sivkot Lamed Dalet. Is it mutter to tell the Eina Yehudi to be mechabes the clothing? You give it to them during Shavuot Shehava, during the 9 days, and you say you want him to have it ready after Tisha B'Av. The Eliyahu Rabba says he thinks it should be mutter, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Prima Godim cites this comment of the Eliyahu Rabba. But the Magen Avraham says it's awesome. The Magen Avraham says it's awesome mitam minig. The Eliyahu Rabba says it's mutter. So what should the svaras be? Why should it be aser to give the kelim during Shavuot Shehava to a goyish, a dry cleaner, and to tell a dry cleaner I only want it ready after Tisha B'Av? Why should it be awesome?
Chashad.
Okay, chashad. That's one possibility. What else?
You'll get simcha during the...
You'll get simcha because you know that the clothing are going to be ready. Right? They'll be ready later. Good. That's another possibility. Any other possibility? Anything else? Yeah.
If you could say that it's enough of a hesach hadas.
Could be a hesach hadas also. I mean, the guy is my shliach. Is a shlichus la'akum? Okay, whatever. But I'm certainly doing something that might be tantamount to a hesach hadas on the avails. Now, if you claim that the hesach hadas is only because I'm involved in a long procedure, so there is no long procedure here, obviously. So that's a question. Is there a hesach hadas or not? The Eliyahu Rabba, who's mater doing this, I think lechora, is assuming that the only reason to aser kibbutz during Shavuot Shehava Tisha B'Av is because of takala. The Eliyahu Rabba assumes if the whole issur of kibbutz is mishum takala, what takala is there if you give your clothes away to someone else and you tell them I'm not going to pick it up until after Tisha B'Av? There's no takala. Chashad, chashad. It could be you walk into a dry cleaner. People might be choshed that you made a deal with the dry cleaner. It should be ready before Tisha B'Av. Same day service, next day service. You're giving it in the beginning this year. Shavuot Shehava is a long time. You give it in Monday, Mestam, it'll be ready Wednesday. So there certainly is a big chashad. Hesach hadas, maybe, efshar. You can go either way. Trumas Hadeshen, Simcha, maybe there will be Simcha. It's going to be ready for the Shabbos. It's going to be ready after Tisha B'Av. Maybe there is Simcha. But Takola, they can't be. The Eliyahu Rabba perhaps assumes that the whole issue of Kibbutz, Shavuot, Shachal, Bo, Tisha B'Av is because of Takola. So he says, if you give it into the Jewish dry cleaner, you tell him, I'm going to take it after Tisha B'Av, what Takola could be. That's why it's Mutter. So you'd be inclined to say that if there's this independent Isser of Hesach Hadas, there's the independent Isser of Kibbutz of Hesach Hadas, maybe it should apply in this case. If it's Takola, so then the Isser should not apply. So one would be inclined to say, maybe the Machlokas HaPoskim is related to this question, whether the Isser Kibbutz is only a corollary to the Isser Levisha, or it's an independent Isser. But if you think about it more carefully, it's not so clear that that's what this machlokas is based on, because you could explain the Magen Avraham even if you do assume that Kibbutz is just a corollary to the Levisha. L'mashal, you could say that the Magen Avraham holds it's also Mishum Chashad. Chashad will still apply over here. So it's not mukher to say that this machlokas haposkim is the machlokas Rishonim that we're talking about before, whether it's mutter to wear begodim sheneskabsu before Shavuot Shechalba. It's not going to fit in so beautifully that the machlokas is Kibbutz an independent Isser, or is it a corollary to the Isser Levisha? To go so far as Zayvayit, I don't think we can go, because you could easily explain the Magen Avraham to be admitting to the fundamental Yesod that Kibbutz is a corollary to Levisha, but he just claims the Isser is one of Chashad. And if it's one of Chashad, so then even giving to the Goyish a dry cleaner might be a problem. There will be Chashad. The only way to be Matir is to say that the Isser is one of Takola, and Takola obviously is not going to apply if you give it to the Goyish a dry cleaner and you tell him to have it ready after Tisha B'Av. So how do we paskin l'maisa? It's not clear from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham first, but then he says that the Prima Godim sides with the Eliyahu Rabba. He doesn't say he sides with him, he quotes him. So what does that mean? Does he paskin like him or not? It's not so clear. I think there is one circumstance that maybe there is room to be makom. And that is in the case that happens this year, the circumstance that we have this year, where Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday. So there, we're talking about Kvod Shabbos as well. A person perhaps wants a freshly dry clean suit. If we'll be machmir during the 9 days not to have freshly dry clean suit, so what's going to happen is he'll dry clean his suit before Shavuot, but before the 9 days, before Rosh Chodesh Av. But then what's going to happen is if he wears the suit without dry cleaning it for Shabbos Chazon, so then the third Shabbos, the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, there'll be the third Shabbos that he's going to be wearing this suit without dry cleaning it again. So some people might feel uncomfortable doing that. Many people do wear a suit for Shabbos more than two or three or four times. But let's say a person feels uncomfortable, they want it freshly dry cleaned for that Shabbos. To have it three Shabbosim in a row, that's difficult for them. So I think there might be room to be makil. Look, the person says, I can't give it in on Friday, because if I give it in on Friday, the whole world is giving in the suits on Friday. It'll never be ready. The dry cleaner apparently is going to put up a sign before Tisha B'Av saying, don't bother bringing in the suit on Friday after Tisha B'Av and expect it to be ready for Shabbos. That's even the Chinese, the Korean dry cleaners, they know all of the halachas. Right? People tell them, so they know. So it could very well be that the dry cleaner will say, don't even bother. So this person wants to chop the dry cleaner. He's a lamdan, so he's not going to make it difficult for the dry cleaner, but he'll do it in such a way that it'll be mutter medina for him to give in the clothes during Shavuot Shechabot. So is that mutter? To give it to the dry cleaner during Shavuot Shechabot to have it ready after Tisha B'Av? So I think maybe there's what to be makel for. Why? Because we know that the Mishnah already points out, the Mishnah says, b'chamishi mutar mipnei kvod haShabbos, that it's mutter to do laundry, maybe even to take a haircut or to shave. We talked about those details, but certainly to do laundry on the Thursday of Shavuot Shechabot Tisha B'Av L'chvod Shabbos. So we talked about what is the circumstance. Well, what's the case? You're going to do laundry on Tisha B'Av? Probably not. Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, so you'll do laundry on the Thursday? Tisha B'Av doesn't fall out on Friday. So we gave a strange scenario that maybe Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, but it was Nidcha to Sunday. So according to some Shitas, that's still called Shavuot Shechabot. The previous week is still called Shavuot Shechabot Tisha B'Av. So that's what it's talking about. B'chamishi mutarim im nekvod haShabbos. The chamishi of Shavuot Shechabot, you can do laundry lechvod Shabbos of Shabbos Chazon. Okay. But this is a great scenario where you're going to do whatever you're doing. You're not actually doing kibbutz, but you're giving the clothes to the dry cleaner on Shavuot Shechabo lichvod Shabbos of after Tisha B'Av. Now you would say, what's the kvod Shabbos? Just do the laundry on Friday. Yeah, but you can't. If you can do the laundry on Friday, so there's no head to be makdim to Shavuot Shechabo, just do it on Friday. But let's say you can't do the dry cleaning. You're not an independent dry cleaner. You don't have all the machinery, and the dry cleaner is not going to take your suit and finish it before Shabbos if you give it to him after Tisha B'Av. So it sounds great. The problem is the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe quotes a Chumrah. He says even though the Shulchan Aruch, I think we had this in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Darkei Moshe there on Siv Dalid that even though the Mishnah says b'chamishim mutar mipnei kvod haShabbos that it's mutter to do kibbutz during Shavuot Shechalbo on the Thursday lechvod Shabbos, there's an old minig not to do kibbutz even lechvod Shabbos. Not do kibbutz in Shavuot Shechalbo even lechvod Shabbos. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes. The Darkei Moshe has a whole complicated kalvachomer that kalvachomer from kibbutz, it should be mutter to be rochets during Shavuot Shechalbo letzorach Shabbos, because rechitza midina de gemar is really mutter, and kibbutz midina de gemar, midina de mishnah is really aser. He says it really should be all mutter, but the reality is there's an old minig not to do kibbutz even lechvod Shabbos in Shavuot Shechabo. So he says certainly you shouldn't be rochitz either. We'll talk about rochitz in a little while. He says there's an old minig not to rely on this heter lechvod Shabbos. Oh, but I think it's still mutter. Because even if there's no heter to rely, even if the minig is not to rely on this heter lechvod Shabbos to be mechabes during Shavuot Shechabo, that's regular kibbutz that you're doing, you the Jew are doing. This is a machlokes haposkim, whether it's mutter to give the clothing to the goy to do kibbutz on Shavuot Shechalbo for after Tisha B'Av. Azoy vayt, so far we're going to go. That far I don't think we have to go. So I think even if we'll be machmer based on minig, not to be mater kibbutz during Shavuot Shechalbo during the 9 days lechvod Shabbos, that's if the Jew is doing the kibbutz. But since there's already a machlokes in the poskim, whether you can give clothing to a goy to be mechabes for after Tisha B'Av, I think there's what to be makel for lechvod Shabbos, because we can certainly rely on those shitos and the achronim and the poskim who assume that it's mutter and gansen, even if it's not lechvod Shabbos, mutter to give clothing during Shavuot Shechalbo to the goy in order to have him clean them for after Tisha B'Av. So certainly in this case, lechvod Shabbos, one can be makel. So it would come out if what I'm saying is correct. So one really should give the clothing if you're sensitive to this. If you're not so sensitive to this, you don't have this. There's no mitzvah to dry clean your suit for Shabbos Nachmu. Shabbos Nachmu is a big Shabbos in the mountains, I know. But there's no mitzvah to dry clean your suit unless you really need it. But if you really do need it, I think maybe there is room to be mekel to give the suit to the dry cleaner during Shavuot Shechabo Tisha B'Av. Maybe you should look around as you're walking into the dry cleaning store to try to avoid the chashad a little bit. But perhaps there might be room to be mekel in this circumstance to bring the clothes into the dry cleaner during Shavuot Shechabo in order to have it ready lechvod Shabbos for after Tisha B'Av. Okay. Lemaisa, the Ramah in Siman Tovkuf Nun Aleph in Sif Dalid, in Sif Gimel, excuse me, passes like the Ramban and the Rosh, that one is not allowed to wear begodim mechubasim during the 9 days, even if these clothes were neskabsu before him. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passed. So what is one to do? Is there any room for kula? So, first of all, some poskim point out that lechvot Shabbos, maybe it's mutter to wear mechubasim, even during the 9 days. There's an old machlokas, the Ramah in the Vilna Gaon. Famous machlokas. This is the first Ramah in Siman Tovkuf Nun Aleph. Sif Aleph. The Ramah says that even b'Shabbos Chazon, we don't change to Big Day Shabbos. We don't wear Big Day Shabbos. As a Siman Avelos during the 9 days, during Shavuot Shechalbo, Shabbos Chazon. Actually, Shabbos Chazon very often is not Shavuot Shechalbo, it's the previous week, but as a Minig Avelos during the 9 days, we don't wear Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazon. And the Gros cries, Chai V'Kayom, he's very distressed with this. How could that be? It's Avelos B'Farhesi on Shabbos. How can you do that? The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav quotes some of the give and take. The Vilna Gaon was manhig in Vilna that they should wear Big Day Shabbos. It would be Avelos B'Farhesi if they wouldn't. Reb Shimon Eider, in his short pamphlet that he has on these halachos, he suggests that according to the Vilna Gaon, maybe it should be mutter to wear mechubasim as well on Shabbos Chazon. Not only Bigdei Shabbos, but Bigdei Mechubasim. A white shirt. Say it's the same shirt, that you don't have a special shirt for Shabbos. So it doesn't matter. You're going to wear your special suit for Shabbos. Oh, so according to the Vilna Gaon, you're supposed to wear Bigdei Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon. Not like what the Ramah feels. Because it would be avelus b'far esi if you wouldn't wear your Shabbos suit. You normally wear a black suit on Shabbos. You wear other colors during the week. But on Shabbos, you wear a fancy suit, so you should wear that fancy suit. But the shirt, maybe I should wear a non-freshly laundered shirt. Your shirt's going to be so dirty? So what's the heter Reb Shimon Eider is suggesting, that according to the Vilna Gaon, even you'd be allowed to wear begadim mechubasim on Shabbos Chazon? Not only the big Shabbos, but begadim mechubasim. So your gut reaction would probably be that if the Vilna Gaon feels that the Avelus of Shavua Shechalbo doesn't extend to Shabbos, so then the Issa to wear Begadim Mechubasim, which is part of the Avelus of Shavua Shechalbo, that also shouldn't extend to Shabbos. Maybe that's what Reb Shimon Eider had in mind, according to the Gra. But that's highly questionable, because what's the Gra saying? The Gra's not saying that Avelus of Shavua Shechalbo doesn't apply to Shabbos. What's he saying? Avelus? Bevahesya of Shavua Shechalbo Tishba doesn't apply to Shabbos. Wearing the same shirt I wore yesterday is Bevahesya. What people are going to open up my jacket and smell my shirt? They won't notice that it's the same shirt I wore yesterday. That's not Avelus Bevahesya. So why should we assume that just because the girl was Mate Bigde Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon, he'd be Mate Begadim Mechubasim also? Reb Shimon Eider probably had something else in mind. What he probably had in mind is that the normal custom was that they would wash their clothing from Shabbos to Shabbos. They didn't have so many changes of clothing. So by definition, if you're wearing Big Day Shabbos, you're wearing Mechubasim too. So if the Gro was so concerned with Big Day Shabbos that it shouldn't be Avelus B'Farasi, and he was willing to be Megal to wear Big Day Shabbos, he probably meant that Begadim Mechubasim you can also wear. What, I'll be Mata Begadim Mechubasim for Big Day Shabbos, but not for something else? Begadim Mechubasim, they wore Begadim Mechubasim also. The Big Day Shabbos always were going to be Begadim Mechubasim. So if they always were going to be begadim mechubasim, it's kimat avelus b'farhesia not to wear mechubasim, not to wear begadim mechubasim. They would always wash their clothes for Shabbos. So maybe that's why he felt that begadim mechubasim should be mutter on Shabbos as well. That's what some poskim say, that if you have, you know, if you were able to try on your shirts, we're going to talk about trying on clothing. So if you weren't able to try on so many shirts, as some suggest, leave your shirt, especially in this year, Shavua Shechalbo is quite long. So leave the shirts that you tried on for Shavua Shechalbo and wear a freshly laundered shirt for Shabbos, because on Shabbos maybe there's more room to be makel. It's hard to understand exactly what the kula is, but maybe it's based on this notion that they always would wear begadim mechubasim for Shabbos. So if the Vilna Gaon was matir big day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon, so he was matir mechubasim as well. So maybe there's a heter to wear mechubasim, to assume that the din avelus of Shavua Shechalbo shouldn't apply. Yes.
The guidelines books recommend that if a person has run out of previously tried on clothes on Shabbos, he should wear, Friday night he should wear one shirt, and then Shabbos morning he should put on a different shirt.
For this reason, because then all the clothes, all the shirts
shirt.
Are right. So all the shirts are going to be worn. Right. So as we're going to talk about it in just a moment, if we're matir you to wear shirts that are freshly laundered, but they're not so freshly laundered because they were worn already, so on Shabbos, you could do this trick. You didn't wear them before Rosh Chodesh Av, so wear them on Shabbos, because on Shabbos it's mutter to wear them, but now you'll be able to wear them during Shavua Shechalbo as well. That's what you're suggesting. So, interesting. Yes?
Going back to giving laundry to a guy, does that apply also if you give laundry to a guy to do in your house? Like, you're not laundering. Let's say you have somebody doing your laundry in your house.
I don't think so. I would look askance at that, because if the laundry is done in your house, what, the guy is going to do the laundry and then pile the laundry on the shelf above the washer? He's going to put it, the woman, the live-in maid, let's talk tachlis. The live-in maid is going to put it back in your drawer. So how are you going to be able to tell the difference between the different clothes? There's a real chashash takala then. I'm giving a case where you give it to the laundromat, it's outside your home. So then there's no chashash takoli, you can't get it back. You tell the person, I'm not going to get it back until then.
What if the living maid doesn't put it in your drawer? What if she's living on the shop or in
the living maid puts it somewhere else and puts a big sign and says, non-shavua shachalbo clothing. Maybe there is room to be mekel in that case. I think it's a little bit of a strange scenario, but maybe there might be room to be mekel. Okay. The other big heter that the poskim have for wearing mechubasim during Shavua Shechalbo is, of course, what Zev mentioned, what others have mentioned, that is to try on the clothing a little bit beforehand. A little bit beforehand? What does that mean? They're freshly laundered clothing. How is trying it on a little bit going to help? Well, this is an old kula that the Balei Tosfos thought of. Tosfos in Moikot and Daf Chavdalet Amud Bei says, what's the halacha when it comes to an ovel? An ovel toch shiva is not allowed to wear begadim mechubasim. We paskin like this Ramban and the Rosh, according to the Rambam, he'd be able to wear mechubasim. But an ovel, according to the Ramban and the Rosh, is not allowed to wear mechubasim. But says Tosis in Moed Katan that the minig is haminig ata shemalbishin oso laadam acher yom ochatzi yom ve'ein zekorei beged mechubas lididei. The minig is to give the clothes to someone else to yom achatzi yom, a day or half a day. He wears it for half a day. Yeah, he goes to work in the morning, then he comes home, he'll give you back your pants, give you back your shirt. And then that's not called a beged mechubas for the ovel. Then the ovel is able to wear it. Yom achatzi yom. Whoa. I never heard anyone as mocking for that. Yom achatzi yom. In order to be mevatel the shame, freshly laundered clothing, you got to wear it for a day or a half a day. So the Ramah in Hilchas Avelos already starts to whittle away at this Tosfos. The Ramah there in packet 3, you have the package you can look on. The Ramah in packet 3 on page 4 says, V'noag in sha'adam acher lov sham t'chila v'achach lov sham ha'ovel v'haminag ikar. The minag is that first someone else wears the clothing. If the ovel doesn't have any begad mechubasim, and he wants to wear mechubasim, so he gets someone else to wear it first. So the Ramah concludes, "Vim lav sho adam acher rak sho achas dai bekar." The next line: if the adam acher wears it sho achas, 1 hour, that's enough. Doesn't have to be yom shalem, and it doesn't have to be chatzi yom. Sho achas is enough. Now, what does sho achas mean? Says the Shach in Sivkot and Dalet, be careful. Kolam zman ma. It just means a little bit of time. Ain tzarach sho zmanios. You don't need a shah zmanis, and it's not dependent on whether it's winter time or summer time. Zman ma. So we went from Tosfos, who said yom achatzi yom, and then the Ramah says shah achas, the Shach says it's only zman ma, it's not a shah zmanis. Basically means a little bit. I mean, what does that mean, a little bit? So the guy puts on the shirt and takes it off. Maybe a little bit. A little bit. A minute or two or three, that's enough. So it's based on this that the minhag developed that for Shavua Shechalbo as well, before the 9 days, one should try on all this freshly laundered clothing before the 9 days, and then it's not defined as begadim mechubasim. So even according to the Rosh and the Ramban, according to the Rambam, you can wear mechubasim during the 9 days, but even according to the Rosh and the Ramban, that during the 9 days you're not allowed to wear mechubasim, it's not mechubasim anymore. It's not viewed as freshly laundered clothing because you've worn it a little bit before. Rav Sternbach in his Modim Uzmanim throws a monkey wrench into this, though. He says maybe the Tzushtel, maybe the comparison to Hilchas Avelos is not so ironclad. Can you think of a chilek between Ovel as opposed to Shavua Shechalbo? What's the Ramah talking about? What case is the Ramah talking about?
The Ovel during Shiva. He doesn't know what's coming, so he hasn't prepared.
Ah, in other words, he has no out. That's a good ha'ara. The Ovel has no out because he didn't realize he was up to his last pair of pants and his last shirt. He didn't realize that the Avelos was coming, and then his relative passed away. As opposed to Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av, where you see it's coming, and therefore what? But you still have no clothes left.
No, the guy just did all his laundry. Every garment he owns is now clean.
Maybe he shouldn't do all his laundry. What are you saying?
No. Meaning, the guy is living his life, so he...
Right.
Laundry day was yesterday.
Okay.
So he did all his laundry. Now, he has to...
Let him do what the Ramah says. So what's the problem? And Ovel didn't know that the Avelis was coming, so we allow him to ask someone else to try on the clothing. So too, this person did his laundry, so before the 9 days, let him try on the clothing. What's the problem? Vasa Shlecht, I'm not sure I understand. What's the chilek between Hilchas Avelis and Hilchas Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av? What do you think? What's the Ramah suggesting? Who should try on the clothing?
Someone else.
Someone else. Rav Sternbach suggests, he says, the minig is that the person himself does the laundry, then he tries on his own clothing. What, you're going to give your shirt to someone else? People look askance at that. If you give your shirt to someone else, a lot of people wouldn't even wear the shirt afterwards. So it's not going to accomplish anything. You'll be back to square one. The minig is that the person who does the laundry, he tries on his own shirt. So Rav Sternbach says, I'm not so sure that that should work. The case that the Rambam Simon Shin Pei Tes is talking about, that's where someone else is going to try on. That's what Tosis and Moikotin is saying. That I can hear, someone else tries it on. That's Mevatel, the shame, Mechubas. It's not a beggar Mechubas anymore because that's freshly laundered. The other guy tried on the shirt. But for me to try it on myself, who says that that also is Mevatel, the shame, beggar Mechubas? But he writes in the end, if you want to look this up, this is in Moad Muzmanim Chelik Hei Simon Shin Lamed Ches, a beautiful piece Rav Sternbach has there. He writes in the end, since the poskim don't say that, that's the kula. That's what some people are makel. That's what people are makel for. So he doesn't want to overturn the kula that the old minhag Yisrael. He says, but it's just the ha'ora. He says it's a little difficult because it's not really exactly the case that the Rambam is going on. The other big kula that the poskim have is big day zayah, underwear. Do you have to try on underwear before the 9 days? So the poskim say the minig is that you don't have to try on underwear. You try on pants, maybe even shirts, but underwear there's no need to try on. Why not? Rabbi Willig suggested maybe we can understand this minig based on a comment of the Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva in Yaradeya there in Simen Shin Pei Tes. In Sivkot and Beis, the Pischei Tshuva quotes from some Achronim that if an Ovel Toch Shiva wants to change his clothes because the clothes are dirty, the Pasha dirty. Right, if the Cholak is Meluchlach, he says, O Mishum Irbuvia. What's that concept? Irbuvia. Confusion? I don't know. Okay, so you're going to get sick, ring around the collar. I don't know. It's gonna hurt you. The cholak is meluchlach, so then the ovel can wear the clothes during shiva even without giving them to someone else. What's that based on? Chara, the svara is that why is it also to wear begadim mechubasim during shiva? That's because it's a tainuk, it's a simcha for the ovel. But if the reason why you're changing the clothing is because of irbuvia, or because of lichlach, let's just use the word lichlach. It's easier for us. Because the clothes are dirty, that's a tainug? You're getting a tainug because you're wearing freshly laundered clothing? Not really. You're wearing the freshly laundered clothing because you can't wear the other clothing. That's not a tainug. A tainug means that I can wear this shirt, but I want to wear a nice shirt. I want to wear a freshly laundered shirt. That gives me extra simcha. So even though I could wear the shirt, mishum simcha, mishum extra tainug, I'll look, you know, trim and fit. What's the phrase? I look better, so that gives me simcha. But if the reason why I'm putting on the new shirt is because I can't wear this shirt anymore, it makes me feel itchy, it makes me feel uncomfortable. So I don't feel simcha when I wear a new shirt. I feel normal. I feel regular. So that's not osir. The ovel is osir in yonim of simcha and tainug tok shiva. So it could be the same thing holds true for big day zayah. The reason why a person changes underwear every day is not because he wants to look trim and fit. Right? Most people are not going to see the underwear. That's not the issue. The issue is that he feels dirty. He feels, you know, we're used to changing clothing very frequently. So the person changes his underwear not because he wants to look better or to feel better, but because he wants to feel normal. He doesn't want to feel dirty. So then it could be there's no need to try on that type of clothing before the 9 days. The idea of trying on clothing is if you're changing of the clothing, the wearing of the begadim mechubasim is for tainuk for simcha, but this is not for tainuk for simcha. This is just to put you on an even keel because you feel dirty. So in that case, there would be no reason, no need to have someone else try it on. So based on this, Rabbi Willig suggests, he goes one step further, and he said that maybe bizman hazeh, one doesn't have to try on shirts either. He said the minig is to try on pants, to try on shirts before the 9 days. Rabbi Willig suggested maybe you don't have to try on shirts. Why? Because people have a tendency of wearing pants for more than 1 day, but very often a person doesn't wear a shirt for more than 1 day. There are many people who change their shirt each and every day because they feel uncomfortable. They get a ring around the collar or the armpits become sweaty or something. The shirt feels dirty. The reason why the person changes his shirt day by day is not because he wants to look good. it's because he doesn't feel comfortable wearing the shirt that he wore yesterday. So if that's the case, then it might turn out, Rabbi Willig suggested, that shirts b'zman hazeh might have a din of big day zayah. It's not a din of big day zayah that it's something, undergarments that are there to absorb sweat. It's whatever you change frequently because you feel dirty. Anything that you change because you feel dirty, not because you want to feel extra simcha, but rather to put you on an even keel, there's no issa to wear to begin with during Shiva. There's no issa to wear to begin with during Shavuot, Shachavot, Tishvah. So it could be that before the 9 days, a person might only have to try on the pants, not try on the shirts, because maybe shirts should have a din of big day zayah for this reason. Not everyone agrees to this, so you know everyone should follow the particular psak of their rav. But there certainly is what to be somech on. Let's say a person forgot to. He didn't have the opportunity to try on all of his shirts. So maybe le'isarech. Maybe we can be mekel for this shita to assume that at least the shirts don't have to be tried on before the 9 days. Yes.
So for pants also, if people change after 2 or 3 days after wearing it.
Why do you change the pants after 2 or 3 days? It feels dirty? It feels sweaty? Probably not. It's because the pants don't look so good anymore. They're not, I mean, even if you're wearing, Dockers, which are not pressed, but they look more schlumpy after a couple of days. They don't feel the same. But it's not really that it's dirty. A shirt, if you put on a shirt that's not freshly laundered, some people really feel uncomfortable in the shirt. You should do a shirt test, not a taste test, but a shirt test. I give a person 2 shirts, make them, put them both on nice hangers, put them in the person's closet and have them try it on and see, he tried on this one and it tasted just like Pepsi. I mean, it felt good. And he tried the other one on and it didn't feel, I mean, see, you got to test the person to really see whether he's wearing the freshly laundered shirt because he feels it looks better or because he really feels uncomfortable wearing the shirt that's not freshly laundered. Okay. This concludes our discussion of Kippus. There are 2 other minhagim of the 9 days that I want to discuss with you briefly before we call it a day. One is the issue of basa v'yayin. There's an old minhag that during the 9 days we don't eat basa, we don't drink wine. We actually pointed out that the Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, I think it's Siftes if I remember correctly, quotes 3 different minhagim here. Yes, Siftes. Some are noeg for the entire 3 weeks not to eat basar and not to drink wine. But our minig is for the 9 days. We uphold this isser of basar v'yayin. What's it based on? So we discussed the Kobo has 2 different reasons. Either we assume that ain't simcha le b'basar, so there's a tosefes simcha, we're supposed to be memayit b'simcha during the 9 days. Or he assumes based on the rush, the Kobo is medayik from the Rosh. The Rosh doesn't say this explicitly, but he's medayik from the Rosh, that since with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Karbonos were nisbatlu, so we no longer brought Basar on the Mizbeach, so to commemorate this idea, this fact, to observe Avelis for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we don't eat Basar. And Yayin was also brought on the Mizbeach, as Nisach HaYayin, so we're not going to ask for everything that was brought on the Mizbeach, but at least Basar v'Yayin, we're going to ask it during this particular period of time. The poskim say that there are 2 circumstances in which there's a heter for basar v'yayin even during the 9 days. And that is b'makom mitzvah. I mean, there are 2 examples of makom mitzvah that the poskim give. B'makom mitzvah, there's a heter for basar v'yayin. What are the 2 examples? Shabbos and when there's a siyum. Those are the 2 examples given. That Shabbos chazon, a person is allowed to eat basar to drink yayin. And if a person makes a siyum, he's allowed to eat basar and to drink yayin. There's an interesting discussion in the poskim about this heter of eating basar on Shabbos Chazon. Not so much relating to the heter on Shabbos Chazon itself, but leftovers. Right? This is one of the makaras in the poskim that you should have leftovers from Shabbos, or that you can have leftovers. The old minhag was to have leftovers from Shabbos. I'm not sure if that's the minhag America. We seem to not be into leftovers as much. But if a person has leftovers from Shabbat Chazon, may he eat that during Shavuot Shachavot Tishvah? It's quite a good shot. During the 9 days, one is not allowed to eat basar. There's an old minhag not to eat basar. On Shabbat Chazon, one is allowed to eat basar. So this year, there are 5 days. Can you eat the basar? Can you eat the leftover basar? Leftover cholent? If we'll say no, it becomes there's a big chumrah then. So you have to be very careful that on Shabbos Chazon you make just just the amount that you need and nothing more. I guess you could always freeze it. Ooh, frozen, chilling. Why would someone think that you could?
Is the Shari's an exception to not being allowed?
Oh. So the Shari Tshuva quotes from the Birka Yosef. This is the Shari Tshuva Sifkot and Yud Aleph on Siftes. Shari Tshuva quotes from the Birka Yosef that there are those who are makil to eat basim of Oshel that was left over from Suda Shabbos. The Birka Yosef quotes, there are those who were makil. How are they makil? What's the heter? What could it be? What could that be based on? So the Shari Tshuva quotes Bekitz and Imritz. You can look at the Birka Yosef in greater detail. He says the Raya is from a Gemara in Chulin of all places. Gemara in Chulin. What's the Gemara in Chulin talking about? Very interesting Gemara in Chulin. We know that in order to be Matir Basa Bachila, we need Shchita. The animal has to be Shechted, and there's a Halach L'mash Sinai. There are five Hilcha Shchita. You have to do it in a certain way. You have to move the knife in a certain way. You're not supposed to press. It's lots of different shahia, chalada, hadrasa, hagrama, ikka. You have to keep to the hey hilcha shchita. If you shech the animal in such a way that you're not keeping to the hilcha shchita, so then that's called nechira, meaning you're killing the animal shelo b'derech shchita. So we know that killing an animal shelo b'derech shchita, the animal has a din nevel, and you're not allowed to eat it. The halacha was, Rabbi Akiva is quoted in the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin and Chulin as saying that B'midbar, when Klal Yisrael was still in the Midbar, Besar Nechira was mutter. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, Besar Nechira became Osir. So the Gemara has a shaila there in Chulin. What happened to the Avar Besar Nechira that they brought into Eretz Yisrael from the Midbar? Was that Basar mutter or not? So at first glance, what's the shaila of the Gemara? Okay, so then whatever they did in the Midbar and in Eretz Yisrael, okay, they did it. What does it matter for me? I'm not in the Midbar. I'm not going into Eretz Yisrael from the Midbar. I'm not at that time period in history. So Rashi Taka says, Drosh v'kabel schar. It's not a Shaila Lemaisa, but we're trying to figure out, what did they do? The Rosh says, no, I'll tell you, it's not just the Drosh v'kabel schar. It's Lemaisa Mamish. The Rosh says, Nearly the Nafkamina b'bayazu la'adam she'osu ratzu v'echem minaminim mizvan yadu v'eilech u'ksheigia hazman hayalo me'osu hamin. Let's say he takes a neder that he's not going to eat basar next week. And he has basar left over from now. So is he allowed to eat the basar at that time when the nether kicks in? Inami, he says, let's say Bezdin asks something. Let's say Bezdin prohibits something. But before Bezdin prohibited that item, he talks about Gvina Zakum, cheese of a guy, or Bishalakum. Let's say before Bezdin asked this particular object, the person had it in his home. The Jew had it in his home. Does he have to throw out everything that Bezdin asks from then on? Or can we say, well, Mikano Lahaba, he's not allowed to get any new. But whatever he had left over, he can still eat, because the Takon of Bezdin, the Gzera Bezdin, did not apply to that item. Says the Rosh, the Shaila of the Gemara in Chulin, is this Shaila. That if a person was allowed to eat or to drink a certain item, and now it suddenly becomes Usr. It was Mutter at the previous time, and now it becomes Usr. So does the new Isr apply to food or to drink that he had from before? So the Rosh says, you see, this could be Lamaisa. So some poskim want to say, this is our Shaila. You have your Basa that's Mutter on Shabbos. It's Ishtari L'Shabbos. So hol the Ishtari L'Shabbos, maybe I should say that even when the Isr of Shavu Shechabo, Basa V'yayin and Shavu Shechabo kicks in, maybe it should still be Mutter to eat this basar. It's like Evarya Basar Nechira. Shehechnisu la'aretz. It's mamish the same as Evarya Basar Nechira. Why? Because the Basar Nechira was mutter, and then it became asr. So the holdover Basar Nechira should still remain mutter, perhaps. The holdover basar from before Shavuot Shechabot Tishvo should still remain mutter. So that's Taka the Shaila that these poskim raised, and they said, well, since this is only a Dinder Abanan, it's not like Basar Nechira. Basar Nechira in the veil is an Issa Deraisa. The minig of Shavuot Shechal, of not eating basar v'yayin, Shavuot Shechal b'tishbav, it's not daraisa, it's not even a derabbanan, it's just a minig b'yalma. Just a minig b'yalma. So maybe since this is a safek in the Gemara in Chulin, maybe we should be makel b'makom safek. Safek derabbanan l'kula, safek minig certainly should be makel. So they want to suggest that maybe you should be able to be makel. The Shari Tshuva himself is not convinced. He says the minig is really to be machmer. The minig is to be machmer, to assume that it's osir, that one is not allowed to eat leftovers. I guess you could say, based on Rashi, right, we could assume that we don't pass like the Rosh, but based on Rashi, there'd be room to be machmer. I once heard an interesting svara to be machmer. The svara to be machmer could be But if you think about it for a moment, this is not exactly the case, the same as the case of the Gemara Chulin. This is not like a case where a person had an item, and it was mutter, and then suddenly the Isser became created. No, the Isser, Shabbos is also part of the 9 days, but the Isser of the 9 days doesn't apply to Shabbos. So to say that that's the same as the Gemara Chulin, it's not really the same as the Gemara Chulin. It's not like there was a heter, and now suddenly an Isser came up. The Isser existed mikadmas dana. The Isser existed the whole time. Either if the 9 days started before Shabbos, or even if the 9 days start on Shabbos. Even if Rosh Chodesh Av is on Shabbos, but the fact is that the Isser of eating basa during the 9 days, the minhag not to eat basa during the 9 days, was formulated in this way, that on Shabbos there is no Isser, during the week there is an Isser. So why should I say, well, this is basa from a time that was mutter? That's not true. It's from a time of the 9 days, and this basa is taka should be Usser b'chol. So to say that, well, since this basa existed on Shabbos, look, the basa was actually cooked before Shabbos. So taka existed before Shabbos. So this basa, which existed beforehand, is going to be should be Usser after Shabbos. You're just saying, well, since it's leftovers from Shabbos, it should be mutter. Let's say I cook on Friday for Shabbos, and I cook on Friday for during the week after Shabbos. Would anyone say that the extra cooking that I do on Friday for during the week is going to be mutter because, well, it was cooked before Shabbos? No. What? So because I ate the food on Shabbos, now it's leftovers from Shabbos? So what? But the Isser of eating basar during the 9 days still existed. It's not a new Isser. It existed from before. So maybe there's no reason to be matir just because it was mutter to eat this basar on Shabbos. Yes?
Let's say Shabbos is the first day of the 9 days.
So what? But you're cooking from
Friday
before.
Friday wasn't part of 9 days.
Yeah.
Friday, it was mutter. So that meal was mutter.
Right, but the basar that I'm cooking on Friday is also to eat during the 9 days, right? So the fact that I'm allowed to eat this basar on Shabbos, so what? That's matter the basar for the 9 days, for the days after Shabbos? When I was cooking this meat, it was understood to begin with that during the 9 days during the week, I'm not going to eat this basar, and on Shabbos, I'm allowed to eat the basar. So what new Isser was created after the basar was cooked? It's not a new creation. This Isser existed before. I knew from the beginning that I'm going to be able to eat this basar on Shabbos, and during the week, I wouldn't be able to eat the basar. So perhaps this is not comparable to the case in Chulin at all. So maybe that's the basis of the Chumrah that the Shari Tshuva has, not to follow the Birkei Yosef. I think this is the popular minhag, that we assume that you should only cook the amount that you need for Shabbos, and if you have any leftovers, there's a problem. But you should try not to have leftovers. Maybe you should eat it for Shalosh Shudos, to make sure that you don't have any leftovers after Shabbos. Okay, the other important issue in Basar V'Yayin is Havdalah. Havdalah. Making Kiddush on Shabbos certainly is going to be mutter. You can make Kiddush al Hayayin for Shabbos Chazon because that's Makom Mitzvah. What's the question? The problem is Havdalah. And you're allowed to drink from the Yayin Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos of Shabbos Chazon. Why? Well, it is Makom Mitzvah, but it's not Shabbos anymore. What exactly are you doing? It is B'makom Mitzvah, so maybe it should be mutter. It's not Shabbos, so is it really mutter to do? So there's actually a Machlokas Mechaber Amma. Machlokas Rishonim about this. Is it mutter to drink from the Yayin Havdalah of Shabbos Chazon? Or, what's the other option? Can you give it to a Tinoch? Can you give it to a Tinoch? The Mechaber says that from the Yayin Havdalah it's mutter to drink. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Vilna Gaon that he explains the Mechaber understands that they were never mekabel the minig, not to drink yayin, but makom mitzvah, that's it. It's no different than any other Suda's mitzvah, Suda Siyam or Kiddush or whatever, it's makom mitzvah, so what's the question? The Ramah understands, the Vilna Gaon explains, the next Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samaches, that no. Chazal were willing to be mekabel makom mitzvah, but only if you don't have an out. There is an out over here. What's the out? Give it to a tinok. What do you mean to give it to a tinok? Well, we know that the whole idea that Mevarah Tzarech Shayitim, the fact that the Mevarah, someone who makes a bracha ala kos, is supposed to drink from the kos, that's a din d'rabbanan. It's a din d'rabbanan. It's no din d'raisa, even if Havdalah is a mitzvah min haTorah, which itself is a question. But there's no question that to make the Havdalah ala kos is probably only mid'rabbanan, and to drink from the Havdalah is probably mid'rabbanan. I mean, there's a strange Rashi in Nazir, but the Pashup Pshat is that it's only a din d'rabbanan. So a katan that's higia l'china chavdalah is also mechuyev to drink from this cup. So maybe the katan can be motzi the gadol Again, it's a little bit tricky, as the Mishnah Berurah says. He has to be higia lechinuch of Havdalah, but he's not higia lechinuch to be mesabel on the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Because if he's higia lechinuch to be mesabel on the Churban Beis Hamikdash, he's no different than the Gadol. Mitzad chinuch, he really shouldn't be drinking the wine anyway. So, a little bit difficult to figure out who this cotton is, right? He can't be below the age of 5, but he can't sort of be the age of 9 or 10. I don't know. 9 is the age. If he's 10 or 11, so then then he's starting to fast. He sort of understands a little bit about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so then maybe he shouldn't drink from the Yayin. It's very hard to cheshbon exactly what the age of the katan can be. I would say probably around 8 or 9, maybe somewhere around there. So the Ramah says you can give it to the katan, since he's Higia Lechina Chavdallah, so he can be Motzi the Tzibur in the din of Hamavar Tzar Shiyitim if he drinks from the Kos Havdalah. And since he still is not Higia Lechinach on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so there's no problem with him drinking from the Yayin. But once he gets to be too old, there's no difference between his drinking or you drinking. The Ramah, of course, would say that if he gets to be too old, if he realizes that there's this concept of Churban Beis HaMikdash and he's supposed to be Mesabel, so then he shouldn't drink from the Yayin. You should. The Mavarach himself should drink. The Mavarach is a gadol, so what? But the Mavarach should drink himself because he can't give it to the Tinuch. Giving it to the Tinuch is not going to help you. The Aruch HaShulchan has the famous kula. The Aruch HaShulchan says, you know what you should do after Shabbos Chazon? What should you make Havdalah on? Beer. Make Havdalah on beer. It's not Yayin. Make Havdalah on beer. You solve all the problems. Because the Isser is an Isser bus of a Yayin. Even though drinking beer does give a sense of simcha to some people, especially at certain times of the year, certain days of the week, while doing certain activities, which we will not enumerate here. But it's not the simcha that Chazal was talking about, so bas of yayin is the whole minig is bas of yayin, but not beer. The Aruch HaShulchan says you should make Havdalah on beer. That's a highly questionable minig. The Aruch HaShulchan said this for Europe. Right, the Aruch HaShulchan lived in Europe. The Vardak, I think he lived, right? With Rav Yechiel Michal Epstein, right? So, in Europe, I could hear someone being Mekel. But nowadays, to be Mekel, it's highly questionable. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Ayin Reish Beis, as opposed to Reish Ayin Beis, right? In Simon Ayin Reish Beis, the Shulchan Aruch simply points out what the Gemara says. What's the head to make Havdol, to make Kiddush on beer? What's it based on? Say the magic words. What is beer? Chamar Medina. What does Chamar Medina mean? So people often translate that to mean it's the beverage of the community, beverage of the area. That's not really what the words mean. The words really mean it's the wine of the Medina. It's the wine of the community. That means it's the chash of a drink of the community. Meaning there were certain places where wine wasn't so popular, they didn't have wine. The Gemara in Pesachim tells stories where someone came to an area and they didn't have any wine, so they wanted to know, what should they make Kiddush on? So someone made Kiddush on beer, and they said, I see that's the Chamar Medina. Meaning that's the chosh of a drink of the community. So if you look at the Rashbam and Rashi over there in Pesachim, they both point out that Chamar Medina means, since Yayin is difficult to find, so there's something else that takes the place of Yayin. But if Yayin is readily available, it's not even expensive. I mean, if Yayin is readily available, so Sheikhar is not going to be called Chamar Medina. Why should Sheikhar be called Chamar Medina? Chamar Medina means it's the chosh of a beverage. You want to make Havdalah, you want to make Kiddush on a chosh of a beverage, not stam, not on water. You want to make on a chosh of a beverage. So is beer considered Chamar Medina? Well, it depends. If there is Yayin, if Yayin is readily available, why should beer be considered Chamar Medina? There is no other Chamar Medina. All these, the discussion of the poskim, whether it's milk Chamar Medina, soda Chamar Medina, is it? Bizman has said that wine is readily available. L'chorah, nothing is Chamar Medina. How can you make Kiddush on anything except for wine? There's a whole discussion. Schnapps, can you make Kiddush on schnapps? It's part of the issue. Schnapps, it could be that schnapps is more chashiv than wine, or it's chaviv lo, it's a little bit different. But beer, to be mekel, to make Havdalah on beer, is highly, highly questionable. So the best thing probably is, if you have a tinok, for us Ashkenazim, if you have a tinok, so then according to the Ramah, you should give it to the tinok. But again, he has to be a tinok that's somewhere in the middle. He's higia lechina for Havdalah, but he's not higia lechina for the Avelos and Yerushalayim. But if you don't have such a tinok, the best thing probably is that the mevarech should just drink the wine himself. Should make Havdalah on wine, should not make Havdalah on tea or coffee or something like that. You should make Havdalah on wine, even though tea and coffee is a chashuv drink, but it's not as chashuv as wine, no question about it. Right? If you go to a romantic meal, you're not going to have a coffee. Right? You have a bottle of wine. That's much more chashuv. So there's no question that it's better to make avdol on wine. And one is allowed to drink the wine. But makom mitzvah, you're allowed to drink the wine unless you have the tinuk. The Ramah says if you have the tinuk, so then you have an out. So we're not going to be mekel even makom mitzvah for you. But if you don't have a tinuk, then it's probably appropriate for the individual to make avdol on wine to drink it himself. Yes, Ari.
What does that mean to have an out to be able to give it to the tinuk? If you make a siyum, you have an out to serve fish, not meat. But still, if you make a siyum, we purposely.
Right, but you can be yotze the mitzvah. To be yotze the mitzvah drinking from the koshel havdalah by having anyone who's a bar chayuva drink from that kos. A siyum, there's a mitzvah to be part of the siyum. That's the way that you're makayim the mitzvah, that you have a sudas mitzvah for the siyum. So anyone who's part of that seuda is part of that mitzvah.
So
it's a little bit different.
You have meat, you can have a mitzvah, a siyum.
You would make
serve
lox and bagels. You would also.
It's not the same sudas mitzvah. Absolutely not. Many people are knowing that for a bris milah they serve fleishiks at 9 o'clock in the morning. Rabbi Shechter, I believe, is very machmir for this. A lot of his talmidim are very machmir that they have fleishiks at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's a great conversation piece because you know people never forget such a bris. But many poskim assume that for a sudas mitzvah you need basar. There's no question that you need basar. So for a siyum, if you're part of that siyum, then lechora there's a heter to eat basa. There is a discussion in the poskim exactly how many people you can invite to that sudas mitzvah. Not so simple. The Ramah says it depends when the sudas is taking place. If it's during the 9 days, so then you can invite any relatives or friends that you would have invited to a different siyum. But if it's during Shavuot Shechalbo, meaning Shavuot Shechalbo Tishbav, not the 9 days, but after Shabbos Chazon. Because during Shavuot Shechalbo, the Ramah says you should really only have a minyan mitzumtzum aside from Krovrim. Only 10 people. You can't invite all of your friends. You're supposed to minimize a little bit. But those people, the 10 friends, you can invite because they're all part of the Sudas Mitzvah. So they are being yotze to this mitzvah. Havdalah, as long as someone drinks, you can be yotze to the mitzvah. So there's no het there if you can give it to a team. Let's try to finish Rechitza so we can start fresh on Monday, okay? So let's just push in a little bit more. We'll try to streamline, okay? The Issur Rechitza during the 9 days is not mentioned in the Gemara at all. The Gemara and the Mishnayos don't talk about the 9 days, they talk about Shavuot Shechalbo, but the only Issurim are Kibbutz and Tasporis. They don't mention Rechitza at all. But the Rishonim do mention this Issur Rechitza, the Minig not to be Rochetz. There are different forms to the minig. We're not going to get involved in all of the details. You look at the Beis Yosef, points out, could be Machlokas the Mordechai and the Rambam, whether it's only Rechitza Bechamin, in hot water, whether it's even Rechitza Betzonein, even Rechitza Betzonein is going to be us. And now let's define what Tzonein means. It doesn't mean an ice-cold shower. Tzonein, when it comes to Rechitza in Hilchas Aveilus, in Hilchas Shavua Shechalbo, it means a little bit less than lukewarm. It's not comfortably warm. You know, when you turn on a shower, so sometimes it can be nice and hot, and then it's lukewarm, you can take a shower like that. You don't feel, you know, it's not hot, but it's lukewarm, and then it's a little bit below that. So it doesn't feel quite cold. It doesn't feel cold. You're not going to shiver, but it's not warm. That's already tzonein. Even though there's definitely a lot of hot water in the water that you have there. There's freezing cold water and hot water that's mixing together, and it's making this mixture of water that's not comfortably warm. It's not comfortably warm. So some poskim say that the Isser of Rechitza, the Minig not to be Rochetz during Shavuot Shechalbo Tishabav, is Rechitza Bechamin, but Rechitza Betzonin, even Kol Gufo, taking a regular shower Kol Gufo, it's going to be perfectly warm. And others claim no. Rechitza, even Betzonin, Bechol Gufo is going to be Aser. Only what they call panav yadav viraglav, only if you wash ever, you wash the limbs individually, that's going to be mutter. It's machlokas rishonim. We find in Hilchas Avelos a similar machlokas. You look at the Ramah and the Shach inside, there's a discussion whether toch shloshim, Shavuot Shechalbo is similar to shloshim. Toch shloshim is rechitza bechamin aser for an avel, is even rechitza betzonen kol gufo aser for the avel. Different shittas in the poskim there as well. Is there any kula? Is there any kula to be rochets during Shavuot Shechalbo Tishah B'Av? So there are several kulas. First of all, b'makom mitzvah. The Rama says b'makom mitzvah, a woman who is about to start Zayin Akiyim, there's an old minig that she washes herself around, so she could wash even b'chamin, because that's b'makom mitzvah. They were never makabel b'makom mitzvah. Okay. But the most fundamental heter is, let's say a person is washing himself because he's dirty. He poshet has lichluch. Let's say he went through the mud. He was playing baseball, and he slipped. He slipped on the mud, and he's got completely muddy. There's no question that it's mutter to be rochets in that case. And not only is it mutter to be rochets even during the 9 days, you can be rochets b'chamin kol gufo. No question about it. Do a regular shower. How do I know that? Well, that's in Hilchas Avelos. The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Avelos says that an Ovel, if he has lichluch on his body, he's rochets kedarko v'enochol sheish. He can be rochets regularly. Sounds like even b'chamin. The end of the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph and Simen Shin Pei Aleph. So a person is completely dirty, there's no question that he could be Rochitz Kedarko. Question is, let's say a person's not dirty. Very often we're not muddy, we're not dirty. So is there any hetter to be Rochitz during the 9 days if a person is not dirty?
Sweaty.
So the Nefesh Harav, sweaty. If you're very sweaty, that's like being dirty. If you're really sweaty. Like if a person exercises, that's a good shayla. In camp, a person's going to go running, or he's going to play basketball, or something. He's going to get very sweaty. So if he's very sweaty, it's obvious that you're dirty. That's not, there's no shayla there. That's like meluchluch betit vitzoa. You're dirty. It's not mud, but it's human mud. It's bodily mud. Yeah. There's no question that it's mutter to be rochets, kedarko, even with hot water. Question is, let's say a person is not so sweated up. He didn't do exercise. Is it mutter to be rochets during the 9 days? So Nefesh HaRav, Rabbi Shachter in Nefesh HaRav, he quotes Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, who felt that during the 9 days it's mutter to be rochets kedarko. B'zman hazeh it's mutter to be rochets kedarko. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik suggested that just like an ovel toch shloshim is mutter to be rochets kedarko b'zman hazeh, that's what he claimed. So too he thinks during the 9 days it should be mutter to be rochets kedarko. Why is it mutter for an ovel toch shloshim to be rochets kedarko? Moshe Soloveitchik suggested that, look, the Issur Rechitza for an Ovel Toch Shloshim is only a minig anyway. That's what the Rama says. Turn back to page 4. The Rama says, V'chol ze midina ein awasa rak shiva, aval achar kach muta b'rechitza el shanagu ha'idna lesser kol rechitza kol lamad yom. It's a question what the gear says. Let's just say lesser rechitza kol lamad yom. It's a minig. So it's only a minig for an Ovel not to be rochets kol shloshim yom. It's not midina de gemara. And since all the halachas of the 9 days are based on shloshim, it's only a minig not to be rochets during the 9 days, and it's only a minig to begin with for an ovel not to be rochets during shloshim. So you don't have to put and bizman hazeh, we're not choshish for the minig of the ovel not to be rochets during shloshim, he claimed. So if an ovel can be rochets to shloshim, you should be able to be rochets during the 9 days as well. Ad kan divrei Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Since an Ovel Toch Shloshim is really Me'ikra, then allowed to be Rochet. It's only Mitzad Minig that he can't be Rochet. And Shavua Shechabot Tishvav, like the Rav always explained, we keep on saying, is patterned after Shloshim. The 9 days are patterned after Shloshim. So it's the same thing. If Bizman Hazeh, we're not going to be Choshish for the Ovel, we're not Choshish for the Minig of the Issur Rechitza for an Ovel Toch Shloshim, so why should we be Choshish for the Minig not to be Rochet during the 9 days? Wow. That's quite an interesting statement. But Moshe Soloveitchik seems to be invoking a principle. Which principle is he invoking? What word? Which heter? What word? Istinus, right? Istinus. He seems to be saying, we're all istinism. We're all so sensitive. And because we're all so sensitive, that's why the minig to asur rechitza for an ovel toch shloshim doesn't apply to zmanazeh. That's what he seems to be saying. So for the self same reason, an istinus should be matir rechitza during the 9 days. Correct? What's the problem with that? When is an istinus allowed to be rochets? When is an ovel who's an istinus allowed to be rochets? Just if he's sensitive, he's allowed to be rochets. No problem. He feels he has to shower, so it's mutter for him to be rochets? No. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya limits it. To what case? If he's boli de mechush. The istinus has to be boli de mechush. He has to be a person who is going to get sick over it. Not simply that he'd rather be roches. He'd like to be roches. It's very hard for him. No, it's not that it's hard for him. Boli de mechush. It seems like the heter istinus is very limited. It's almost like a heter b'mokom choli, b'mokom refuah, boli de mechush. What, everyone b'zman hazeh who doesn't take a shower every single day is going to be boli de mechush? He's going to get sick? He's going to get a headache? I don't think so. So, how can he make such a sparse, sweeping statement that the whole minig for an ovel not to be rochets, the minig for an ovel not to be rochets during shloshim, one fell swoop, we say, oh, it just doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. Everyone's an istinus, and it doesn't apply. L'chora, we have to use dinei istinus. We have to apply the principles of an istinus to know whether this minig of toch shloshim should apply. Use the principles. Boli de mechush. If it's not boli de mechush, then it should apply. So you can't just be matir every ovel toch shloshim. You can't be matir everyone for the 9 days to be rochets because we say, oh, everyone's an istinus b'zman hazeh. That's it. Ask the find out if he's Bali de Mechush, not Bali de Mechush. What's the hat there? What's the hat there? Yeah.
It didn't seem like he was saying it's based on Islam. It's just we don't have the minag to wash during Shloshim. And since
the Ramah said we do have the minag. So where did it stop? It stopped in Brisk? Where exactly did it stop? I would think Ramosha Soloveitchik is invoking Islam. If not, I don't see how he can just knock away the minig that asks Rechitza Tosh Loshim for another. I don't really see how. So I think maybe the answer might be as follows. With this, we'll close. You have to go back one step and ask yourself a fundamental question. Why do you need Boli Dei Mechush according to the Shulchan Aruch? An istinus can't, an istinus who's an Avel can't be Rechitza Tosh Loshim unless he's Boli Dei Mechush. Why? Isn't an istinus a classical example of someone who's meluchluch betit v'tzoah? He's dirty! You don't think he's dirty, but he thinks he's dirty! So if he's dirty, why shouldn't he be able to wash with chamin? The answer is that the heter to wash b'chamin for an ovel, if he's dirty, is what? That if you're washing to remove dirt, that's not a rechitza l'shem tainug. It's not a tainug, it's not a simcha. That's a rechitza to remove dirt. An ovel is only neser in a rechitza l'shem tainug. But washing to remove dirt is not a rechitza l'shem tainug, so that's mutter for the oven. How do you define rechitza she'ena l'shem tainug? Can that be defined subjectively? Or does that have to be defined objectively? Maybe the reason why a normal istinus requires boli de mechush is because his subjective feeling that he's dirty is not enough to define this as a rechitza she'ena l'shem tainug. That's why we need b'makom choli. We need this boli de mechush to be matir b'makom refuah, b'makom choli. But without the heter b'makom choli, there's no heter because that's not a rechitza shein al shem tainug. It's not objectively rechitza shein al shem tainug. Zokter Moshe Soloveitchik, but b'zman hazeh that everyone washes frequently. And let me add, I'm not sure if he had this in mind, but everyone takes a shower in the shower. You're not sitting in the bath, spatzering in the merchatz for a half an hour. But you're washing in the shower. You're staying in the shower. No one sticks around in the shower for a couple of extra moments to enjoy himself. He wants to enjoy the water. He goes into the jacuzzi. He'll go swimming or he'll go into the jacuzzi. He's not going to stay in the shower. For the shower, you go to wash. So since everyone is washing frequently, and b'chlal, you're going into the shower, so that's objectively. If you wash, maybe we can treat this as objectively a rechitza she'ena l'shem tainug. Certainly for an issur rechitza that's only a minig, maybe we can treat this as an objective rechitza she'ena l'shem tainug. So maybe that's why b'zman hazeh you wouldn't need boli de mechush. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik might be saying, look, I'll concede to the Shulchan Aruch that normally istinus doesn't apply unless it's boli de mechush, but that's because istinus is a subjective criteria. If people are normally not washing every day, and this guy, he's so sensitive, he's got to wash every day, so that's not objectively rechitza she'ena l'shem tainug, so why should I be matir for him? It must be only a heter b'makom cholim. So for that, I would need boli de mechush. But since b'zman hazeh everyone is rochitz tadir, everyone is washing themselves frequently almost every single day. So for someone who taka does wash himself every day, and he's washing in the shower, the derech rechitza, not only the custom, the popular custom of people is to wash frequently, but the derech rechitza, the method also indicates that he's only washing himself to take off lichluch, not to enjoy himself. It's not a jacuzzi. It's not a swimming pool. It's not an enjoyable. You're standing in the shower. So standing in the shower, it's nicker. It's clear that he's only doing it to clean off dirt. So maybe in that case, you don't really need istinus in the classical sense. Maybe the heter is not a heter istinus. It's a heter me'ikar adin. Because we treat it as though it's a rechitza she'ena l'shem tanik. It's a rechitza just to take off dirt. And even if you'll say, well, really? That's such a chiddush? Maybe a taka is a chiddush to say that it's a rechitza to take off dirt, but at least by a minig, we can be mekel. At least for the minig of the Ovel not to do rechitza tov shloshim, or the minig not to be rochets during the 9 days, maybe we can be mekel to assume that this kind of a rechitza is objectively defined as a rechitza she'ena l'shem tanik. It's like a rechitza to remove dirt. And therefore, perhaps it should be mutter, even if someone is not bali de mechush, if he doesn't wash.